From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Grief Shop by Vicki Stiefel. Now let's begin with The Grief Shop. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me there lay an invincible summer. Albert Camus, 1913 through 1960. When someone makes you angry, walk a mile in his shoes. That way, you are a mile away, and you have his shoes. Source unknown. Chapter 1. I hate going to the vet, and Penny hates it worse than I do. I practically have to drag my three-legged former canine corps dog, leash taut, coaxing her all the way with doggy treats through the infirmary door. Then I feel guilty when I tug too hard, and... But this time was different. This time I was scared. Penny had a lump, a giant one that seemed to have sprung up overnight. The thing was round and hard and the size of a golf ball. It sat right on the knee joint of her front leg. What if... No, my three-legged pooch had been through enough. This had to be nothing, a cyst, or from a cat scratch, or an abscess. My Penny couldn't live with two legs. "Come on, Pence," I said. I turned the cold knob that led to Dr. Joby's waiting room. The large room smelled of piney woods, and the linoleum floor gleamed from the sun streaming through the high, clear-story windows. Screw that. I wanted the day as gloomy as I felt. I moved forward. Penny dug in her nails and didn't budge. Her chocolate eyes regarded me with profound sadness, a touch of guilt, and grim resolution. "You like Dr. Joby, Pence, you do. She's associated with Angel Animal Medical Center right here in Boston. You know, the people who took care of you when your leg was..." My voice trailed off to a whisper. Why was I saying these stupid things? "Kemne," I said in Czech. "Come." She raised her head proudly and walked forward on her three legs.